Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Damn straight. Guess What They Said every Monday and Friday here on the Bart Winkler Show. It is the game that is sweeping this segment. I'm going to say the nation, but we all got better things to do outside of this segment. Guess What They Said is exactly what it sounds like. I will compile the audio of the day / weekend on Mondays. I will write down generic little statements for Bart so he can have some idea of what they're trying to say, but not give it away completely. Bart will guess what they said, and then we will grade accordingly. 5 clips get you on your day. Obviously, game five of the NBA Finals has come and gone. Jalen Williams, your big hero of the day, he had 40 as a playoff career high. Final score is 120-109 over the Pacers in OKC. Now the series shifts back to Indiana. The Thunder are one win away from an NBA title. Let's start with the losers. Let's go to Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle. Bart, I want you to guess what he had to say on what the difference in the game was. This one's 10 seconds long. Guess what Rick Carlisle had to say.
We got outworked. They came to play. They got up early, and it was just hard to get a comeback from there. Crowd was into it. Jalen played great. Just have to dig deep and try to find it for game six. That's wrong.
Nobody's asking about turnovers. We had 23 turnovers for 32 points. I mean, that's the game. So, you know, we got to do a heck of a lot better there.
Indeed, it was wrong. Turnovers is what doomed the Pacers, according to Rick Carlisle. 0-1 to start.
Now, I did earlier in the night mention that and say that was probably the game. So at some point tonight, I did say what Rick Carlisle said. So I guessed what he said before he was even asked the question.
You know how many points I'm going to give you for that?
None.
Zero. You get nothing. Let's go and hear from Tyrese Halliburton, who had a grand total of 4 points in 34 minutes. He was 0-6 from the field, 0-4 from beyond the arc. You know, he tried to contribute other ways, 7 boards, 6 assists, but clear he is compromised, or at least just have a really bad game. And by really bad game, this might be the worst finals performance we have ever seen from somebody, which contributes to the fact that the Pacers are now finally down in a series. Because this is the first time they've been behind in a series this entire playoff run. And this is the first time since March that they lost back-to-back games. So we finally have gotten the clink in the armor, if you will, when it comes to Indy. And that's called OKC. But I want you to guess what Tyrese Halliburton had to say on what the mindset is going into Game 6. This is 14 seconds long. Guess what Halliburton had to say.
Our backs are against the wall. It's a must win. We got to win this game. There's no turning back. This is it. This is the position that we've been ready for. We find ourselves here in different games, and we know that it's do or die time.
Thought is, if you lose, the season's over. You know, so our backs are against the wall. You know, we take pride in playing at home in front of our fans, and our fans are amazing. So, you know, we know they're going to come out with a ton of energy, you know, in game six.
Backs against the wall. That'll get you every single time.
Give it to me, baby.
Now this becomes a best of three. And guess what they said?
Give it to me, baby.
So we'll go to the winner's side now. Let's hear from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Let's start with their head coach, Mark Daigneault. I want you to guess what he had to say. And on playing in front of their home crowd. This is 14 seconds long. You can round up to 15, but guess what Mark Daigneault had to say.
Oh, we just love being here. The fans are so great. They've been great all year. This environment is amazing. They stand for us. They cheer for us. And you really want to win for them. They put in so much of their effort and time that it motivates us to just be even better.
They just put the wind at our back, you know, and we have to give them a reason to. We have to play with the type of togetherness and competitiveness and spirit that they can relate to, which I thought we did tonight. But it's an unbelievable lift for us to be home.
Probably should have led with that one. It's a bit of a layup, but you are 2-1. You can ice the game here, or we go to a sudden death, which we're going to play anyway because it's audio and I already did the work. I'm not going to not do the work and then not use it. So here's SGA. Now, he was not, you know, too shabby himself. I mentioned that Jalen Williams got a playoff career high. He scored 40 points in this game. But SGA, 31 points himself, 9-21 from the field. Didn't hit any threes. So this is all, like, going inside, if you will, and being the free throw merchant that he is to get those 31 points. I want you to guess what he had to say on trying to hold on to momentum in this game. Now, the Thunder at one point were up by 15. As it seems to be customary when you're facing the Pacers, the Pacers are never quite out of it. They worked it into within two. But ultimately, they fell short. The Thunder held on to it. So I want you to guess what SGA had to say on trying to hold on to momentum. 18 seconds long. Guess what SGA had to say.
You just got to take it play by play. You just got to lock down on defense and make sure you get a good shot or good look on offense. This team doesn't quit. We've experienced it. You just got to take it one play at a time because they can come back in a hurry, and you just want to get enough separation that you start to feel a little better about it. But one play at a time.
We got to try to stay there for as long as we can. Obviously, it's a lot easier said than done playing against a really good basketball team, but we got to try to stay in that space, in that momentum on both ends of the floor for longer periods of time if we want to kind of hoist this thing.
Not what I thought he was going to say. I kind of was with you with the whole one play at a time. You know, we just got to do what we got to do, keep playing our game. He just kind of went stay in that space, I guess. So now we really do have a sudden death and a reason for me to actually play this clip and keep everybody in suspense. So let's shift gears because now we got a Stanley Cup potential closeout game.
Oh, no.
With the Oilers and the Panthers. The Oilers, they're the ones with their backs against the wall. The Stanley Cup will be in the building on Tuesday as the Panthers have a chance to clinch their second straight championship when they face the Oilers Game 6 in Florida. Sunrise, Florida, to be specific. I want you to guess what Matthew Tkachuk, Florida's Panther, had to say when he says on what the biggest keys for success is going to be. Now, this one's 14 seconds long.
Come on.
Guess what Matthew Tkachuk had to say.
I don't get like a golf one or a baseball one.
No. Bro, we're in championship season with these sports. You think I'm going to talk about anything from the U.S. Open?
What about the D.C. Defenders?
Only one person was under par. I don't care. And no,
the
I'm not
D.C.
pulling up UFL.
Defenders we won a championship.
We do not have UFL post.
Hey, the game, it was like 56-35.
Isn't there only like four teams?
Eight. What about, do you have any posts from Chelsea versus LAFC today?
Let me take a look. Probably not, though. In fact, I click on the soccer folder. The first thing I see is Sauce Gardner. So, no, we have no soccer.
What is it again?
Matthew Tkachuk on how many pucks he could chuck if a Tkachuk could chuck pucks.
Jesus.
Now, that was pretty good considering I did it on the fly. On what the biggest key to success will be.
It'll be just staying in the moment and being focused and not thinking about you know, we have a chance to do something special, but you gotta just take it play by the shot, play by play. It's gonna be just focusing and not trying to let your emotions get the best of you.
We know the type of game we have to play and have to, and you know, our start's important and just building our game, hard gaps, heavy forecheck, on it and above it, all the stuff we talk about all year. It's going to be the simple, the better.
I don't know what the hell that was, but you were nowhere near the vicinity.
I don't even know some of the words that he just said.
Forecheck? I know what a forecheck is.
Oh, yeah, me too, duh.
Yeah, too bad you couldn't think of anything that you could think of physicality in the game. You just, literally just mentioned something about the game. You went all therapeutic. I'm like, oh, I just need to stay in the right zen of things. We need to channel our inner winner and stay focused, not give the team any bulletin board material. It's all about flowers and sunshine and unicorns. So no, you weren't going to get that, and therefore you do not get the game, and therefore you get this.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
And that's guess what they said.